You've been fighting the devil for years and he ain't gone nowhere yet. Because he knows you're not going to use this word.
Dr. Tony Evans says the only way to put Satan on the defensive is to put Scripture to practical use.
When the use of truth becomes the foundation of life, you are victorious.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. God's Word, the Bible, is alive with real solutions for the problems we face. So why don't we turn there more often? Dr. Evans will share the answer with us. Let's join him.
We're looking at the six lies of Satan, the six lies that he perpetrates in the six verses of the book of Genesis chapter 3. Lie number one is that he doesn't exist. He is the camouflage king. He doesn't want you to know that it's him. Lie number two we talked about last time, and that is God is holding out on you. Verse 4 says, and the serpent said to the woman, you surely you shall not die. Lie number three is God's word cannot be trusted. You see, in chapter 2, verse 17, God said, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat, for in the day you shall eat of it, you shall surely die. But the snake said, you shall not surely die. In other words, God is a liar. What God told you is not true. If you are going to call God a liar who made you, if you are going to call God a liar who judged you, found out your rebellion, sentenced you, kicked you out of heaven, and created eternal fire, you should be asking for mercy. You should be asking for another chance. But instead, you're going to call God a liar. Now, for you to do that, that means you have no conscience. For you to call somebody a liar who made you and is going to judge you, and you still going to get up in his face and say you lying, that means you have no conscience. Now, if the devil will call God a liar and not feel bad about it, you think he going to have sympathy for you? Now, why is this an important thing for him to do? What is his strategy here? Why has he gone from raising a question to outright denouncing God as a liar? What is it about this strategy that applied to Eve that applies to us? Remember now, Eve is talking to an angel in the form of a serpent. She's talking to an angel. So we've got a meeting now on earth between a human being and an angel. The question is, how do you go to battle against an angel? People, I understand, but how do you fight an angel? When God created Adam and Eve, the only thing he gave them was his word. That's all he gave them. In terms of how they were to function, he gave them his word, and then he let the angel, Satan, come and challenge them. And the angel challenges mankind at the core. This is the core. The core is, can you believe what God says? Is God believable? And Satan says, I cast my vote no. He's a liar, in fact. The reason why this is such a cataclysmic move is Satan knows if he can get Eve to disregard God's word, he got her. Because that's the only thing God gave her to address an angel. In Ephesians 6, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. We wrestle against angels using humans. So Satan challenges her at the core. Now, why is the issue of God's word the core of the lie? Because Jesus said in John 8:44 that the devil is a liar from the beginning. That's a constitutional liar. He is not called a liar. He is called the father of lies. So that means that not only is he a constitutional liar, but in order to be a daddy, it means you got kids. So he rules a kingdom of lies. Now, when Satan is being himself, he is lying. That's being the devil. Being the devil is being a liar because that is his nature. So now, why is the word of God so critical? Why is the word of God so important for Lucifer's agenda? It is important for this reason. When you are dealing with a lie, the only thing that can counteract it is the truth. He's got to get Eve away from the word because God is truth. If he can get her away from truth, then she's left with a lie. So what he's got to do is if he's got to get her to agree with him, God is lying, I'm telling the truth, so that she believes a lie, acts on a lie, and get the results of a lie rather than believing God and acting on what God says and therefore having the truth. The battle of this lie is the battle of what will be trusted. Will it be the word of the serpent or will it be the word of God? And that is every man's battle. That is every woman's battle. That is every Christian's battle. Because we do not wrestle against people, we wrestle against angels who use people. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 that by two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. God can't lie if he wanted to. If he tried to, he would fail. Because it's against his nature. In other words, there is nothing in him to produce a lie. That's why he can't lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Now, it is impossible for the devil to tell the truth. Satan wants to remove us from believing that the Bible is the voice of God on paper. The Bible is not simply the word of God, it is the words of God. God has written his voice down so that when you read it, you are hearing God talk. Satan's goal is simple. Don't believe God. He cannot be trusted. The proof that we do not trust God's word is that we turn to other sources first to address life's problems. The Bible says in Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. That when you have to choose between God and what people say, let God be true because only God can see the unseen. And if you're battling with an angel, you're battling with the unseen. You know the problem is? Because we don't believe that we wrestle against principalities and powers, because we believe our wrestle is against flesh and blood, we never get around to the unseen, because all we're doing is fighting what we see, which means you're not fighting the real enemy, you're just fighting the vehicle that the real enemy is using. And if he can get you away from his word, which is the only thing he's scared of, because the only thing a lie hates is the truth, then he can keep you defeated because he keeps you believing a lie. You go to DFW Airport, south entrance, that big round thing, it's the Doppler radar. The Doppler radar was created because of the problem of wind shears. Windshields would hit planes as they were about to land, and this sudden burst of invisible wind would drive a major commercial airline to the ground like a toy. And it would kill people. But you couldn't see a wind shear. It was invisible to the eye. So they created the Doppler radar. And what the Doppler radar does is read the unseen. It lets the pilot and the towers know that what you have here is you have a windshield, so you've got to make this maneuver or that maneuver because it will bring you down. So the radar is there to look in the invisible realm so the visible realm can land safely. And a pilot is a fool who doesn't take the word of the radar over what he can't see with his eyes, and you can't see an angel. You can't see a demon. God says, when it comes to this realm, you've got to trust my word. You have not begun to see what God will do in you, with you, through you, by you, and for you. Then when you start believing him, not coming to church, not reading a verse a day to keep the devil away, not going through the spiritual motions, but declaring that's true, everybody else is lying. Once you make that flip, you have totally changed your life because now you're living by faith. Before, you were living by sight. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For him that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. If you want to see God, then you've got to believe God that he has integrity.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more on the importance of trusting God's word. First, though, I want to tell you about our current featured resource, Tony's book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. We're helpless to defeat the devil on our own, but God has done it for us and equipped us to win every battle along the way. In this book, Tony will teach you how to pray your way to victory when Satan attacks you through relationship problems, drug and alcohol struggles, financial hardships, sinful impulses, and much more. We want you to have a copy of Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare to help reinforce your faith when the going gets tough. So we'll send you a copy when you make a contribution to help support Tony's work here on the air and around the world. You'll get the brand new luxury edition with a special cover that looks and feels like leather, along with another bonus, all 6 lessons in Tony's current series called 6 Lies of Satan. Get details at TonyEvans.org before this limited time offer runs out. That's TonyEvans.org or call 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that after part 2 of today's lesson, coming up right after this.
Are you hungry for more of God, more of his truth, more of his power, and more of his wisdom applied in your life? Then you need to connect with a community of passionate believers who are growing in God's word through the Tony Evans Training Center. With exclusive video and audio teaching from Dr. Tony Evans, this interactive online study experience allows you to explore theology, biblical history, and real-life application of the kingdom agenda anytime, anywhere. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
So the question is, okay, what should I do? Do what Jesus did. Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, it says, the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Same thing that happened with the first Adam, only the second Adam, the devil's in the wilderness because the first Adam got kicked out to the wilderness. So the second Adam is out in the wilderness so you and I can get back into the garden. The tempter came to him, verse 3, and said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. You're hungry, right? Yeah, I'm hungry. Because he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights. He's hungry. He's starving. You're the Son of God, right? Yep, Son of God. So you're the Son of God that's hungry, right? Right? Is hunger a legitimate need? Absolutely. Does God want you to be hungry? No. Then God must want you to eat. Absolutely. Then why don't you turn these stones into bread? You have a legitimate need, a legitimate desire, and you have the power to bring it about. Go eat. Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, what Satan is saying is satisfy yourself apart from God. And satisfy, you got a legitimate desire there. That's a legitimate desire. Nothing wrong with that desire. You're hungry, you want it, you need it, you're starving for it, and you've been too long without it. Legitimate desire. Since it's a legitimate God-given desire, I want you to satisfy it. Jesus said, the Bible says, it is written, that man does not only live by what he puts in his stomach. Man also lives by where it came from. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The problem, devil, is that if I eat bread, if I turn these bread, these stones into croissants, and I have me a nice hot jelly and buttered croissant breakfast out here, because I have the power to do it, I will have done it at your instruction. And that will make you Lord over me. God knows I'm hungry. God knows I need to eat. But I got to eat it because he provides it, not because you provide it. Because then I only have devil food cake. Then the devil, it says, he took him to the holy city, verse 5, and he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Watch this. And the devil said, for it is written. Okay, I know a little Bible too. I was hanging out with y'all when y'all wrote it. I know a little Bible, and the Bible says he will give his angels charge concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Go up high, do your Superman thing, jump off. You're going to hit the ground light, twinkle toes. They're going to see that you're the Son of God. You don't have to go to the cross because they're going to see it by the way you jump off the temple. And I got Bible to back me up. Jesus says in verse 7, watch the first four words, on the other hand. In other words, if you're going to quote the Bible, quote the whole verse. If you're going to use the Bible, don't pick out the part you like and the part that works for you and the part you won't and leave out the other part. Because the rest of the story, Jesus says, is that while that is true that you quoted me the Bible also says you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You don't back God up in a corner and tell him he's got to get the miracle to get you out of it. You don't put God against a wall. It says you got to quote the whole story, not just the parts you like. And isn't that how a lot of us come to church? Give me the parts I like. Give me the parts that gonna make me shout, gonna make me say hallelujah, gonna make me say amen, gonna make me skip a pew, gonna make me feel better. Give me that part. Don't give me the whole story. And the devil loves that kind of preaching. Because he knows if he can get you with part of the truth, half truth, quarter truth, you're still gonna be all lie. Then he says, I'm gonna give you significance. You're gonna be, when I get through with you, Jesus, you're going to be somebody. When I get through with you, Jesus, you're going to have all the kingdoms of the world. And not only am I going to give you the kingdoms, I'm going to give you their glory. So I'm going to give you the stuff, but then I'm going to give you the prestige which goes with the stuff. So I'm going to give you significance if you leave God out of this. Just leave God out and you're going to get to the top of the ladder, top of the company, top of the, you know, top of the business world, top of the finances, top of the notoriety, top of the political ladder. You're going to get to the top if you just leave God out. That's all you got to do. And you're going to be somebody then if you leave God out. First it says, be gone, Satan. Bye, y'all. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. He says, it is written. Now, evidently, God likes baseball because three strikes and you're out. Or you get a three strikes. Three strikes. And the next verse, and the devil left after three strikes. You know why? Because the lie can't keep handling truth, hitting at it. I really believe if you hit the devil three times with the truth, he got to go. He can't handle it. But if he can get you to mix it a little bit, So you dilute it a little bit. Then he can handle diluted truth, because diluted truth has got to have some lie in it. If the living word who wrote the written word needed to use the written word to get the devil off his back, then how much more do you and I, who have never written any word, need that same word to get the devil off our backs? One of the reasons he won't get off our backs is he knows we have joined him regularly, usually inadvertently, in calling God a liar. You're a liar. You are a liar. I can't believe you. You don't deliver people. You don't provide. You don't flip situations. You don't change things. So yeah, I'm going to church, but come Monday, I'm going to do the real thing. I'm going to go out there like everybody else, because everybody knows it's a dog-eat-dog world. And I got to get out there and mix it up like everybody else. I can't use your way. That's back in Bible times. In other words, you are a liar. I can't trust you. And when you call God a liar, you're not going to see his power. You're not going to see his provision. You're not going to see his victory. Because after all, why should you depend on a liar? Even if his name is God. That's why in Hebrews chapter 11, when it talks about the great men of faith, it talks about what they did against the most awesome opposition and what they believed God for, simply because he said it. Simply because he said it, and they believe their God can't lie. And he doesn't make mistakes. Only God's word can defeat angels. And your battle is against angels. And you thought it was the person you were living with, the person you were working for, the person who lived next door. No, they're just conduits for angels.
Dr. Tony Evans, blowing the lid off Satan's lie that God's word can't be trusted. If you're ready to take God at his word but don't know exactly how to begin, visit TonyEvans.org today and follow the link that says Jesus. There, Tony will explain everything you need to know about what being a real Christian is all about and how to start a brand new life. That's TonyEvans.org, where you can also get the latest on Tony's ministry and resources and sign up for his free email devotional. Also, while you're there, don't forget to take advantage of our current double offer I told you about earlier, the six-part CD teaching series, Six Lies of Satan, and the popular keepsake edition of Tony's book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. Both of these helpful resources are yours with our thanks when you make a contribution toward Tony's ministry, but only if we hear from you before this special offer expires on Thursday. Make the arrangements at TonyEvans.org, or get some help from our Resource Center by calling 1-800-800-3222, day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Over the last months, a lot has changed in the way we live our day-to-day lives. But tomorrow, Jonathan Evans will remind us that the most important things of all haven't changed. I hope you'll join us for that. Right now, though, Tony is back with this simple yet crucial closing thought.
You join Satan when you say, God lied. He can't lie. He can't. He's telling the truth all the time. All the time. And you should know the truth. And if you know it, the truth will set you free. But the truth can't set you free if you don't know it and if you don't use it. How can you be set free by truth you don't know, or by truth you make up, or by truth your friends tell you, or by truth you learn on television? Thy word is truth. It is the inerrant truth, the potent truth of God.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.